For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Frankie Graziano. Under new ownership, the Carolina Hurricanes have pledged to recognize their past. The former owner of the team was responsible for moving the Hartford Whalers to Raleigh, North Carolina back in 1997. Thomas Dundon bought the Hurricanes in January. Since then, there's been talk of the team wearing throwback Whaler jerseys for a future game. And Brass Bonanza, the famous Whalers fight song, has even been played at a Carolina game. Joe Gugliotti is from Watertown. He remembers hearing that tune at Whalers games in Hartford.
Yeah, I mean, it brings back good memories. It's a, you know, it's a good little beat and song, and, you know, brings you back to the days when we had a professional sports team downtown.
How does it go?
Da na 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 na.
Governor Daniel Malloy heard about the Hurricanes embracing their roots. So last week, he invited the team to play a game at Hartford's Excel Center or outdoors at East Hartford's Rentschler Field. Luke DeCock is a sports columnist for the News and Observer in Raleigh. He recently wrote an article criticizing Malloy's letter.
It's easy to understand where it came from. You dangle that logo in front of someone, and you know, Pavlov's dogs start salivating. But the reality is, this team is focused on what it has to do to be successful here. You know, if it can make a few bucks on nostalgia, that's great. That'll help make this team more competitive.
Last month, Malloy announced that commemorative license plates featuring the team's logo would soon be available for purchase at the DMV. A portion of the proceeds will go to Connecticut Children's Medical Center. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.